and magnolias.
They never do evil plans.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living give without any fuss.
Us.
Water,
water,
sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Broadcasting live from beautiful Santa Rosa, California at A Better Way Nursery and Produce. Good morning. I'm Steve Garner under the beautiful shrouded
fog.
Sonoma County foggy morning. Hi, Gwen.
Good morning, Steve.
It's Garden Talk Live, and we're really excited to be at Sonoma County's newest, coolest nursery for a grand kickoff celebration. And we'll be telling you about that all morning long. Great chances to win some fantastic nursery prizes and enter to win some contests, and also just experience this magical new nursery, A Better Way Nursery. It's about a quarter mile north of Stony Point Road at the Todd Road exit, a big yellow sign, A Better Way Nursery and Produce. You can get it coming down from the Highway 12, Stony Point Road, come that way, or Todd Road. Either way, we'll tell you, give you directions in just a few minutes. Before we do any of that, let's head north up to the Luther Burbank Center, where Dennis Dunn is standing by to entice us with beautiful farm fresh food. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Stephen. Gwen, how are you guys?
We are doing well. Is it foggy up there at Luther Burbank?
It is foggy. I've broken the heater out for the first time this year, just to keep my feet and hands warm.
Are you wearing your long johns?
No, but I have sweats on, which is unusual, but I have shorts for later on, so I'm layered.
Oh, well, now that we've got your wardrobe set up, start us on our farm market tour this morning. What looks good in the world of fruits and vegetables?
Well, before I forget, I want to remind people next week is our harvest celebration.
Ooh.
So send people out. We will have samples. We will have Libby from Beet Generations bringing her barrel roaster so you can pick up some roasted green beans. We'll have a kids area, hopefully face painting, booth decorations, costumes. So next week's going to be the big celebration.
Fantastic. Fall celebration next week at the Luther Burbank Original Certified Farmers Market. Okay.
Okay. So since you asked last week about the chestnut folks, they are here today.
So
the chestnuts are here. They've also got some beautiful figs and quince. It looks like they've already sold out of all their wild mushrooms, but that happens when they're here. So the chestnut folks are here. And it's also, I know I sound like a broken record, but this is the best time to come to the markets because you still have, you know, the summer harvest of the tomatoes and, summer squash and still plenty of greens and onions and the like, but you've also got the fall stuff coming in. I mean, I'm looking at some beautiful broccoli right now. Great winter squashes. The delicatas are here. The butternuts are here. So it's the best time for me anyway to come to the market.
Start us off at fruits and vegetables.
Let's see. Like I said, Bernier Farms, beautiful broccolis. They still have a bunch of tomatoes out, a bunch of summer squash, the costadas. They also have okra, so make a big pot of gumbo. Perfect day for it. St. Frog Farms has bulb fennel. They also, looks like we're starting to get some of the hot chilies in. They've got a big basket of serrano chilies. And I know the first celery of the year is here at Rebecca at Lantern Farms. Let me go again. It sounds like Rebecca at Sunnybrook Farms. But Rebecca at Lantern Farms has the first celery of the year.
Sounds beautiful.
Beautiful carrots, kohlrabi. And also, there's still gorgeous basil. So
sure, as long as we don't get any frost.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's great to walk by because you don't even have to see. There's basil over there. Fruits.
Well, we've got some summer tomatoes and basil.
Yeah. Fruits. Walker Apples is here, so there's still plenty of apples. Ted from Bella Ridge, and it looks like he's even got more pears than last week. So there's still plenty of pears. Of course, Ted also has various varieties of apples. Lots of pomegranates. They're really coming in. They were here last week, but there's a lot more this week. Sebastopol berry is here with strawberries and blackberries and something else. Oh, the variety packs. Ponce is here. There's still sown fruit available. Beautiful pluots. Still some peaches and plums. Excuse me. There are persimmons here as well. Schlettowitz Family Farm. I have to give a shout out to Schlettowitz. They come up every Wednesday and Saturday from the valley because they bring things that we don't normally grow here. They've got their table grapes going. They've got their stone fruit. But they have the beautiful Fuyu persimmon. There's still plenty of, that's not a fruit, but bell peppers, I just noticed. So there's plenty of stuff to come and get.
On to Carnivore Court.
It just so happened to be standing right in front of John Ford, who is here today. And again, I must stress that their hot dogs are some of the best around. And it's 15% off today on beef stew, carne asada, chuck roast, and sirloin tips. Can't beat that. Salmon Creek is here, and they have a whole duck today, which is great at $8.50 a pound. That's a great price for duck, by the way, and their duck is delicious. They also have their grass-fed beef, and they have pretty much every cut that you can imagine. They also have pet treats, beef pet treats. So Salmon Creek is also one of my favorite producers of local beef. Natto's Cheese is here. They've got their 3, 9-month, and 12-month aged St. George's cheese. Strauss is here, and they've got pretty much everything you need at Strauss. Oh, and I was just informed eggnog will be here in 3 days. So the Wednesday market, they will have eggnog.
The clock is ticking. What about seafood?
Anna's Seafood is here. I was just over there. They've got beautiful whole sea bass or striped bass today. They've got, of course, all of their shellfish and salmon and smoked salmon, plus all of their, easy stuff. They've got their cranberry tuna salad and their wasabi tuna salad, which is some of my favorites. And they have poke as well. So if you want something real quick for lunch to take home and slap on some bread, that's the place to go.
A visit to the market wouldn't be complete without a stop at Carb Corner.
Ah, here we go. Dominique is here, and it looks like she's got about 20 bazillion pies. She has bourbon pecan, tart Michigan cherry, pumpkin, apple and quince, plus all of her other stuff. Her pasties today are mushroom and butternut squash. Not bad.
Sounds beautiful.
Oh, Raymond's is where I'm looking. Raymond's is across the way. And they've got all of their usual, their little focaccia pizza things look really good. The pesto artichoke olive feta, great to walk around and munch on. Carl from Cousteau's is here with the crusty breads and his morning buns. And I've already got some crostini from him so we can taste mustard later on. And Full Circle with their, Full Circle with their muffins and sliced breads and baked donuts and focaccias.
Beautiful. On to prepared foods, restaurant style foods.
Well, Aaron is here from Green Grocery. He's already slaving over a hot griddle in the back, and he just gave me a dirty look. It doesn't look like him. I'm going to have to talk to that boy. But I will tell you, the Green Grocer's breakfast sandwiches are some of the best around. You see Aaron running around the market picking up all of his stuff from the from the vendors at the market. You can't get it any fresher. You can't get it any better. Ellie's is here today. with their Mexican food, and they have pozole, which I might have because it is kind of cold. Their pozole is delicious. Their breakfast burritos are great. My next-door neighbors here have their hand pies. Today she's got their Beer Rock hand pie, which is a beef and onion. She has a meatloaf hand pie, and she has a new one, a meatball hand pie with marinara and mozzarella. Great for walking around with.
That's a mouthful.
And, that's right. And then Manny at Mi Fiesta's here with tamales and enchiladas.
Sounds spectacular. What's on the bill de jour at the Dunn Brothers World Sausage Emporium?
Well, he actually broke down for Oktoberfest, and we have Nuremberger bratwurst with beef and pork and beer, and then we've got two different Italian sausages, and we've got some loose sausages. I have some beer mustard, I have some white wine and walnut mustard, and I have some fermented hot sauce that people can actually try. I'll crack those open here in a second.
Who's providing the tunes today?
The tunes today is the Windsor Middle School Choir, which will be fun.
Windsor Middle School Choir. Oh, that's fantastic. Beautiful. They'll be singing
that's
seasonal favorites,
fun.
Like The Frost Is on the Turkey.
That's right.
The market is spectacular.
Yeah, I also want to let you guys know, we also have the Center for Wellbeing is here, and it looks like they're going to be making a salad that you can come down and taste. Voters registration is here, so if you haven't registered to vote, come on down, register to vote. So that should cover it.
Boy, there's a lot going on today. You can stroll the market, register to vote, enjoy a salad. My gosh, there's so much to do. Pick up a sausage or two. Meet the producers that are providing your food. Meet the farmers who grow your food. Run into some neighbors. Make some new friends. It is our oldest continuous farmers market in all of Sonoma County. They know how to do it. Since 1968, that's the place to be, the Luther Burbank Center for the original Certified Farmers Market, 8:30 to 1 o'clock today. Don't forget the midweek market. That's also Wednesday, 8:30 to 1. We'll talk to Dennis Dunn once again next Saturday. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we will meet the one, the only, Daniel Gibbs, owner, founder, a landscape architect extraordinaire, perpetual winner at the Sonoma County Flower Show for many, many years, and his beautiful new nursery right here in the heart of Santa Rosa on Stony Point Road, just a little bit north of the Todd Road exit, and find out what he's been up to. We encourage you to come by and say hello today. There's lots to see at this beautiful nursery. Steve Gardner along with Gwen Kilcher. This is Garden Talk live at KSRO.
Pengrove hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
I was up all night with Justin again. Kids with autism keep the craziest hours. I don't think I've had a full night's sleep since he was born.
Caring for a child with challenges like autism or Down syndrome can drain your resources.
Tom's already working two jobs trying to keep up with all the medical bills. It never ends. I wish I could help, but taking care of Justin is a full-time job.
You could be eligible for federal and state benefits that will pay you up to $4,000 a month.
What do I have to do to get that kind of help?
Contact Galt Advocacy.
Is Galt Advocacy a law firm?
No, an advocacy group. They connect people with disabilities to benefit programs, advocate for those denied services, and even help you get paid as a caregiver for your own child.
How do I find them?
Their website is galtadvocacy.com. There's no upfront cost, and the consultation is free.
Let me write that down.
GALTadvocacy.com.
Thanks.
Galt Advocacy. When you take a stand, you won't stand alone. galtadvocacy.com.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of winter vegetables, nuts, cheese, and meat from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Don't miss Saturday, October 27th, Harvest Festival pumpkins and sugar skulls to decorate for the kids. The Beet Generation will be barrel roasting Romano beans and peppers. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chefs cooking demos. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to seafood and pastas. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Of all the reasons you had for starting your business, marketing and advertising may not have been on the list. But in order to get the best performance from your business, you've got to have a plan to attract and keep customers, especially now. To help, Hot 1017 is hosting a one-hour master marketing class, free of charge, for business owners and managers, November 6th through 8th. National marketing and small business consultant Kevin O'Brien is back to lead these fast-paced workshops. He'll share specific ways to help you market more effectively, how to get the best results from traditional, digital, and social media, and help you avoid common marketing errors. You'll walk out with some great ideas you can use right away. The one-hour master marketing classes are held throughout the day, Tuesday through Thursday, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, at the Graton Resort and Casino Ballroom in Rohnert Park. You'll have a chance to win a $5,000 ad program. For details, go to SonomaMediaGroup.com/masterclass. SonomaMediaGroup.com/masterclass.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the big celebration and inauguration of the Daniel Gibbs' beautiful new nursery, A Better Way Produce and Nursery, right in the heart of Santa Rosa. It is on Stony Point Road, a quarter mile north of the Todd Road exit. There's a yellow sign that says A Better Way. You would not believe what is just several feet off of Stony Point Road. This magnificent acres of landscape material, beautiful nursery. There's nothing quite like this nursery anywhere that I've seen in Sonoma County. Daniel, thank you for having us out today.
Well, thank you for coming.
Daniel's been a guest on Garden Talk before because he's won the Sonoma County Flower Show in the past. So this past July, August, we had Dan on, best of show at the Sonoma County Flower Show. And a few years back, Dan was on the show again. He's been entering the Harvest Fair Flower Show for about 14 years or so. And this property's been in development for how many years, this place here?
Yeah, I think we're like just shy of six.
6 years or so.
Yeah.
And you grow a lot of your plant material on site.
That's correct.
What do you grow predominantly?
I don't know, 60, 70% that we grow ourselves. And we have close to 1,000 species in the gardens.
It's remarkable. Gwen and I came out earlier this week and took the grand tour, and it was jaw-dropping.
It was. Yeah, it certainly
Not
was.
Only all the plant material, but all the hardscape and the waterfalls, and it's remarkable because you're a landscaper, too.
Yep. Yeah, we have our landscape contracting service.
So this is remarkable. Thanks for putting this full-size dinosaur
Yes.
in the front of the nursery.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
That was actually a gift last year to my grandkids.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
Is that like a Tyrannosaurus Rex or
yeah.
something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those guys.
With yep. a baby coming.
Yeah, and then it's got the little baby guys. Yeah. They're popping out of their eggshells.
So it's
yeah.
wonderful because I know as you develop the nursery, you have so many whimsical props to place in the nursery, which is very unique because of the years displaying at the Sonoma County Hall of Flowers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a whole barn full of stuff in here.
Yeah, we have a whole barn full stored sets from all the different shows that we do. And then we're going to be setting up a display that'll contain, you know, parts of those displays. And they were supposed to put out the from the One-Eyed Willie.
Yeah, I was
guy.
Looking around for
yeah.
him, making sure he wasn't going to creep up behind me.
Yeah, he'll show up later.
So this is a full operating retail nursery, what you've got here.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you come in, let's kind of do a little virtual tour when people come to the nursery. This first installation over here to the right, what is this back here?
So when you enter into the most forward parking, that you'd park in front of Shade House 1. Mm-hmm.
And what's in there?
And Shade House 1 has, you know, shade plants, no. of course. Anything from azaleas to plectranthus. And there's also African daisies on the outer edge in the sunnier spot of it. And there's
hanging begonias. Don't forget
yep,
those.
Yep. Our 10-inch hanging illumination begonias.
And guess what I wrote about in the paper today?
Yeah.
Because of you, when Steve and I came out here, and that's the most amazing, beautiful begonia I've ever seen. So, and being that people have been asking me about powdery mildew issues, and particularly on begonias, guess where I got your advice and information, and I need one of those begonias.
You got it.
Yes.
And
I
these beautiful orange hanging begonias were part of your best of show at the Hall of Flowers, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had them there. We got we also got best of best use of azaleas, and so you know we grow some of our azaleas and then we buy in some of our azaleas.
So you got azaleas for sale?
Oh yeah, they're on special right now for $12. They're 40% off.
Oh, that's fantastic! Yeah. Different colors.
Yeah. We have four different colors right now. We have pink. Well, blends of pink. There's two different blends of pink. Pink on the outer edge and white in the middle, and then white in the middle and pink on the outer edge. And then there's red, and there's salmon, and white. So,
lots of azaleas.
And there's a lot of ground covers, shade-loving ground covers out there. And there's that one particular one I saw last time, that Yerba Buena. It's a native green cover, you know, ground coverings, really like scallopy looking leaves, and has a nice fragrance of mint. Even if you walk on it or you brush on it or something, I love that plant. And it grows really well under oaks.
Yes.
Doesn't need a lot of water. It's a great filler for an area that you have an oak tree and there's bare spots and needs to be covered. Remember Yerba Buena.
Yerba Buena.
Yeah.
Under oaks.
Yeah.
Good shady area plant.
Yep.
Solutions for begonia mildew. This is your column today, Gwen. And is there... You devote the entire column to answering this question.
And there was a lot of information, and I couldn't shorten it any more. So it's really short to the point. And, you know, we're limited with space, so that's all I could put. But, at this time of the year, you see a lot of issues with powdery mildew on begonias and other plants as well. And, you grow your plants in the right place, give them good air circulation, the necessary amount of sun, shade, and no overhead watering.
No extra nitrogen fertilizer. Don't do that.
No, especially at this time of the year.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot of resistant varieties out there, too, of many plants that don't get powdery mildew. So, and there's a solution of horticultural oil and water.
You say you may need to do neem oil if it's...
Yeah,
possibly.
You may, depending on if you've been away for a while and then it got away from you when your plant is totally white. Neem oil will help with
that. And then the baking soda application.
Yeah, baking soda and water, oil. Yeah.
And then there's organic, like copper sulfate, too.
That'll work,
too? You can get organic.
Yeah.
Yeah, copper
okay.
and sulfur.
Okay.
Works really good.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, of course, in our ongoing broadcast that we hope we'll be able to do, we'll be probably by next spring bringing to market a solution for that that's been well tested in the Hall of Flowers, and I have my secret sauce. And my secret sauce will make your begonias and such immune to botrytis, phylloxera, several other types of funguses, so it will be interesting.
Well, if that happens, Daniel, we're going to induct you into the Garden Talk Hall of Flowers.
Yeah,
there you go.
And Hall of Flowers fame. That'll be magnificent. And, you know, we were taking photos when we walked around, Gwen, and you were impressed with this hanging basket.
That's it. That's the begonia, a variety called Illumination, which is this strikingly, beautifully colored orange. And it has, Stan was telling us last time that it has the big female flower with a little stem of a male flower next to it. And it just, you know, pollinates itself that way. And it's really cool, and it's full of flowers. But this time of the year, they're not looking their best because they're dying down. You know, they were spectacular, of course, during the summer, especially during the Hall of Flowers exhibits. Mm-hmm. And so if you get out here to Dan's nursery, I highly suggest you get one of those begonias.
Yeah, one of Dan's employees, he told me he hadn't seen in many, many months. He didn't know what happened to him. And as we were doing our tour, we found him.
Oh, that skeleton.
Just
kidding. He looks like
you mean One-Eyed Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kicking back on the couch.
tucked away in the corner. Yeah, it looks like somebody, maybe he overworked and he fell asleep.
It's a beautiful nursery, and Dan's got a wicked sense of humor. We invite you to check it out today. And if you can't get out today, do come in the nursery sometime in your up and downs through Sonoma County along Stony Point Road, Todd Road, Hearn Avenue, the Roseland area, and check out Sonoma County's newest nursery. It's a Better Way Nursery and Produce. It's just a few hundred yards north of Todd Road and Stony Point intersection right there. Look for the yellow sign.
And if they can't get here today, Dan's open tomorrow.
Oh, and what about, are you open 7 days?
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Live broadcast today. Encourage you to come in. And I think we've got some giveaways today, too, don't you,
Dan?
Yep,
we've got a 100-square-foot patio that you can enter for from Basalite. Wow. And we also have, every hour, we'll have one of those begonias that we'll be giving
away. Oh, okay.
So why don't you enter, Gwen?
We can't. We're part of the show. We can't do that.
Come on by, say hello, and we'll have some lovely dining options for you on the Good Food Hour today, starting at 11. We'll tell you about that as the show progresses. This is KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4040 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4040. Avant.com, code 4040.
Create your dream kitchen at the North Bay Women's Expo, Saturday, October 27th in the Great Resort and Casino Ballroom. The Dream Kitchen exhibit is presented by the award-winning Studio H Designs team, a woman-owned local business run by designers Megan Nelson and Cassandra Stevens. From cabinetry to full-service design, Studio H Designs is committed to giving you the kitchen or bath you're dreaming of. Studio H Designs is open by appointment only, so call 707-843-7544 now to schedule your complimentary in-home cabinet consultation and move closer to having the kitchen or bath of your dreams. Voted one of the top three places to get your cabinets in Sonoma County, Studio H Designs is also working on many rebuild projects, giving special attention and pricing to our fellow community members affected by the fires. Call 707-843-7544 today to book your complimentary in-home or in-studio cabinet consultation. Online for more pictures and ideas. That's Studio H Designs.
Hey, Sonoma County sports fans. If you want to scoop on the Oakland Raiders, San Francisco 49ers, and local high school football, tune in to Overtime with Nick Mattis and Bob Seymour. With special guest, Sonoma County's greatest athlete, 13-year NFL veteran, and a Cardinal Newman graduate, Jerry Robinson. Sunday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on KSRO. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Pat Kerrigan. If you missed our St. Patty's Day with Pat Tour Mixer, you can still get all the information and there's plenty of time to sign up for a fantastic trip to Ireland. We'll be leaving next March for a 10-day adventure visiting Dublin, Waterford, Killarney, and Limerick. We'll even overnight at a castle on St. Patrick's Day. Call the KSRO Travel Agency, Elise Corey at TravelWise, 935-9493, or see the amazing itinerary at KSRO.com.
President Trump continuing on the campaign trail today. He'll be in Nevada. Last night in Arizona, he was asked about Saudi Arabia's acknowledgement that journalist Jamal Khashoggi died inside its consulate in Turkey.
I think it's a good first step. It's a big step. It's a lot of people involved, and I think it's a great first step.
But some other political leaders have expressed skepticism as to Saudi Arabia's account that Khashoggi died during a fistfight. Amnesty International calling on the Saudis to produce his body for an autopsy.
President Trump says he'd like to preserve a purchase deal made between Saudi Arabia and the U.S. A caravan of Central American migrants remains at the border of Guatemala and Mexico. They're trying to eventually reach the U.S. Several attacks on parliamentary election day in Afghanistan, including a suicide bombing in northern Kabul that killed three. Nobody won last night's Mega Millions drawing. That means the jackpot for the next drawing Tuesday will be at least $1.6 billion. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Few clouds are on the way today, though. Sunny at 81, 66 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight. Low 46, 49 on the shores. A bit cloudy for tomorrow at 73, 62 in Bodega Bay. 70 degrees also for Monday. Few clouds then. 62 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Broadcasting live from the beautiful Better Way Nursery and Produce on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa, Sonoma County's newest nursery and garden talk is proud to be here along with owner Daniel Gibbs and enjoying this magnificent installation and ongoing project that Daniel has been working on for a number of years. We're taking calls as usual for garden talk. You have two experts. We have Daniel and, of course, Gwen Kilter, that co-writes the popular Plant Doctor newspaper column with Dana Lozano, first and third Saturdays of every month in our Press Democrat newspaper. They've been writing that column for 25-plus years, and Gwen's been our garden talk show expert for the last 11 and a half, 12 years. You can reach her now at 636-1350, taking calls as usual. And we have four open lines if you want to chat gardening this morning. Let's start with Clint from Santa Rosa, who looks like he's got an infected vegetable bed. Tell us more about that. Hi, Clint. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. Say, I have just a quick question. My wife and I have two large raised beds, redwood raised beds. We normally do our vegetables in the summer. And we noticed at the end of the year here, both beds are infested with grubs. And so two questions. One, how to in kind of a non-toxic way deal with the grubs, and perhaps next year, since we didn't have very good production this year, how to amend our soil.
Are they kind of grayish looking with a dark head or even like
they're
a lighter?
They're like really fat, short, fat worms. The skunks go after them in our lawn. The crows go after them, and there's just a ton of them in the raised bed garden.
How deep are the raised beds?
About 2 feet.
2 feet. So I have the same problem in certain areas of my garden, but they're not in raised beds. It's just in the soil.
Okay.
What you could do, how new is your soil? Let's start with that.
It's about 4 years old. We amended it, you know, last year with some additive soil, but the grubs are the primary problem right now. It wasn't producing very well, so I'm not sure whether it was the soil or the grubs.
They could have been nibbling on the small roots of the plants. That's what they do. So what you could do, you have two options. One, you could just dump the soil out, spread it out someplace, you know, maybe half an inch or an inch, and let the birds find those grubs as they're trying to get down back into the soil, and they'll pick them off and eat them. And or if you want, just dump the soil out, put it on a tarp, you know, get as big a tarp as you possibly can, spread it out there, let the birds and whatever have at it, and as you're shoveling the soil back into your raised beds, you'll probably see one or two that they've missed, and you could just smush them and do that, and then add more compost to the soil, and there you go. So the easiest way would be to just dump the soil out, spread it out, let the birds eat it, and put in fresh soil. That's probably what I would do. But if your soil was pretty new, like a year old or 2 years old, then that's, you know, expensive stuff to just spread out in your yard. So then I'd say, okay, go ahead and put it out on the tarp and let the birds get at it, and there you go. So
anything to add, Daniel? I know you're a completely organic grower here at your nursery.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Okay, all so right. There's the answer, Clint. A little more labor-intensive, I guess, than maybe he wanted, but that's the answer.
It would be
it
easy.
It is. I'll put my grandsons to work on it.
Yeah. There you go. Know, spread the soil out on, you know, like I said, if you want to just dump it out in the garden someplace, spread it out, the birds will find the bugs, and off you go.
Very
at least
good.
You have them contained in the raised beds. You know, I'll dig in the ground with a shovel, and I'll come up with 4 to 6 of them in one spot, and they seem to be all congregated in one area.
Right.
So I'll
you
just treat, keep growing.
You ever treat your lawns or any chemicals involved at all in control of lawn or garden, or just you don't touch it?
There is a nematode thing or something. I remember years ago it was called Milky Spore. But there's probably other products out there that specifically target grubs. And it takes a while to kick in, though. That's the only problem. So, you know, the lawn is tough. But I would check into, no, it's not a nematode. It's a bacterial, like a bacillus something or other, that you spread out on the soil, and it slowly works its way down in the soil. And then as the grubs start to eat the roots, they ingest this stuff, just like that BT that you would spray for caterpillars that are eating foliage and stuff. It's the same theory, but it's a different strain of bacillus, and it's organic. It's, you know, it's non-toxic, and but like I said, it takes a long time to kick in.
Yep.
So you'll continue to see damage on your lawn and until they start to die.
All righty. Well, thanks for taking a moment with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Our pleasure. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Clint. We will take a break at that point and come right back. You can reach us now. No one on hold at this moment at 636-1350 for the best gardening advice anywhere in California or the nation for that matter.
And if you want your grandkids to get a little container and collect those grubs, find some chickens. They love them. So
is that what you do, Quinn?
That's what I do.
Hey, if you can't get to a phone, you'd rather communicate via email. We could take your email questions. Steve@ksro.com. And of course, if you're handy with a camera and your cell phone, take a photo and send it along if you'd like something identified, or you have a troublesome spot in your yard or garden and you'd like landscape designer Daniel Gibbs to take a look at your photo and give you some suggestions. I bet he has the perfect plant for you here at his beautiful new nursery. It is a Better Way Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road. It's about a few hundred yards north of the Todd Road intersection with Stony Point. They're open now. They'll be open 7 days a week. It is really magnificent what Diane's accomplished. The waterfalls, the landscape ideas, the plants, the acres of plants, and all the different greenhouses. We'll give you the virtual tour when we return from this break. This is KSRO.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Hello, I'm Joyce DeFalla, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We want to let you know that in addition to our Sunday morning services, we also have an informal Sunday evening service at 7 p.m. and a free one-hour class on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For more information, please visit our website, cslsr.org. That's the initials for the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, cslsr.org. You can also give us a call at 707-546-4543. That's 707-546-4543. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
Hi, I'm Erin Brockovich. As we mark the first year since the fires that changed so many lives, your communities and families continue to rebuild and come together as one. California legislators have passed a bill allowing PG&E to borrow money at low cost and raise your rates in order to pay for last year's wildfires. If you don't take action to hold PG&E accountable, you will be stuck paying twice for losses not covered by insurance and with increased rates. Join thousands who have taken action and work with our insurance specialists to make sure every item you lost, even uninsured items, is valued and part of your claim. Our specialists are here to make your claim against PG&E settlement ready and hold PG&E accountable for its bad corporate behavior.
Attend our next meetings Thursday, October 18th at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday the 20th at 10 a.m. at 70 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. Noreen Evans of Watskara LLP is the attorney responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Backyards are the number one source for mosquito production. Dump out any containers holding water. Mosquitoes need as little as a half inch of water to hatch. Report mosquito problems at msmosquito.com.
811 is a free service to keep our community safe. Before you do any project, big or small, PG&E will come out and mark your gas and electric lines so you don't hit them when you dig. Call 811 before you dig and make sure that you and your neighbors are safe.
Live from a Better Way Nursery and Produce on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd Road. It's 3615 is the exact address. We encourage you to come by. Drive carefully, though, when you come by this morning. The fog is pretty thick here in Sonoma County. I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher. It's Garden Talk live on KSRO. You can reach us now at 636-1350, just like if we're back in the greenhouse studio. Or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. So how do you take care of begonias during the off-season, Daniel?
So what we do is if you have them in the ground, if it's a super well-drained area, then they'd be okay. What you don't want, they're a tuber. And so what you don't want is you don't want them to get too soggy. They'll rot in the winter. So we dry store them. We actually take the baskets. Wow. We hang the baskets up, cut the water off to them, let them dry out up in the air, and then we put them down on a shelf and we stack them all up in the barn, keep them dry store them over the winter. And then in the springtime, then we repot them up. Mm-hmm. So
simple as that.
Yeah, or put them back in the ground.
Besides running this beautiful nursery with landscape materials, you also have a blackboard I see in front of me that says today's menu.
That's right.
What is that?
That's from our farm. And so we have a sustainable growing farm. So we use sustainable practices in order to grow all of our stuff. So we use mulch that we create from the property, mm-hmm. from mowing the grass down, and other weeds and things all get composted and put out into the gardens. And so so we still have running fresh from the farm. We have Cherokee purple tomatoes, pineapple tomatoes are some of our heirlooms. And then we also have jalapeno peppers. We have chocolate sprinkled cherry tomatoes.
Those were delicious.
Amazing.
I grabbed a basket of those.
I gave you a box.
Yeah, they were good.
You were here last. And then we have Italian long peppers. They're a sweet pepper. And then we have Anaheim peppers, which are kind of a mild pepper. And then we have the California Wonder green peppers. Mm-hmm. We have pimentos. And then we have heirlooms from the field. In weeding, we kind of lost the name, so we have to say they're field-grown heirlooms. Yes.
And Bosque pears, too?
Yes, yes.
Oh, magnificent.
Yes.
That's great. And, Gwen, you've grown that chocolate-sprinkled cherry tomato, haven't you?
Yeah, this is the first year that I saw that available, and it looks really cool. It's like an oval-shaped cherry tomato, and it's red, but it has these stripes of like brownish gold running through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so sweet.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, they're so sweet.
With a tang of chocolate. And then we also have Romas, and we also have San Marenzos canning.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So all these are for sale today at the produce stand that you grow here. Marvelous. 636-1350 if you want to reach us. And as we were strolling around the nursery, something caught our eye that you don't see very often.
Pineapple.
Ah, yes.
You have a pineapple plant.
Yep.
Yeah, an actual pineapple growing that they actually can grow in a greenhouse, of course.
Yeah. Well, they're a bromeliad. Uh-huh. Pineapples are a bromeliad, and so you can grow them at home, and they'll produce out in the summertime if it's warm enough.
If it can grow, Daniel Gibbs is growing it at a Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd Road. They're open 7 days a week. It's Sonoma County's newest nursery. And if you're a plant geek like we are, you've got to come by and check this place out. They're open today till, 4:30, Dan?
Yeah.
4:30 today. Come by and register to win one of these beautiful hanging begonias. This is the one that Dan featured at the Hall of Flowers, isn't it? All you need to do is just enter to win, and we'll give away, Dan will give away one of these every hour. And also a grand prize. Is it a 10 by 10 basalite slate, a patio paper? Patio?
Yeah, it's from basalite, and it's the artisan slate paper. It's
beautiful.
Yeah.
So you can register to win that today when you come by, anytime between 9 and noon during our broadcast. Come by. And of course, if you can't get here, you got 6 other days, 7 days a week to come by and check out this new beautiful nursery. Steve Garner, Gwen Kilcher taking calls now at 636-1350, or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. This is KSRO.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Warning. Are you tired of waiting on your contractor's timeline? Wanting to start a room addition and don't know where to start? Looking for more livable space but can't find a contractor available to start now? Call the team at Sonoma County Sunrooms today. They have the time, material, and talent to get your job rolling. Go in today. They'll start it tomorrow.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms. We're the only authorized Four Seasons sunroom dealer right here in Santa Rosa. And with many options to choose from, we want to help find the right sunroom to enhance your home and lifestyle. Now is the time to book your job with a 30 to 90 day finish. Come in today, find the model you love, and we'll start the process tomorrow. Once you choose the right style and size, we'll handle everything from the permitting process to the design and installation. It's that easy.
Choose the better process. Choose Sonoma County Sunrooms, your full-service design center conveniently located on Santa Rosa Avenue. Sonoma County Sunrooms. Design, installations, remodeling. Online at SoCoSun.com.
The wait is over. Smothers European Volvo Cars is celebrating their grand reopening. We're open now and inviting you to the celebration of our new modern Volvo showroom on Wednesday, October 24th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. During the Smothers European Volvo Cars grand reopening, you'll witness the unveiling of the 2019 XC40. Prices start at just $33,200. You'll also find irresistible deals on 2016s and 17s, up to $14,500 off. Prepare for winter with free wiper blades for your Volvo when you RSVP. Enjoy live music and a beanbag toss tournament. Chow down on El Cornel Mexican food, coffee, and pastries.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
At Smothers European Volvo Cars, Wednesday, October 24th at 4:30, with $14,500 off 2016 and 17 demos and loaners. Smothers, 2881 Corby Avenue, and SmothersEuropeanVolvoCars.com.
Halloween treats are sweet, but the jackpots are sweeter at Graton Resort and Casino. With so many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $10,000 in cash in the Falls Fortune Slot Tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
October is our month for celebrating the heroes of last year's horrific firestorms. KSRO salutes our platinum underwriters who have made possible fundraising events which have helped raise over $50,000 since this summer's premiere screening of Urban Inferno, The Night Santa Rosa Burned. Money raised goes to the Sonoma County Foundation Resilience Fund, thanks to Exchange Bank, Gelati Construction, Noreen Evans with Morrow Archer & Associates, and to our neighbors at Teamsters Local 665.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live at Daniel Gibbs' beautiful new nursery. It is a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd Road. You can miss it if you drive like a lot of people do down Stony Point Road, but look for the yellow sign and come in and check out these acres of magnificent plant materials and whimsical displays. And, Gwen, you pointed out something interesting, and that's all the different patio pavers that change as you walk through the nursery.
Yeah, so if you're interested in having a walkway put in or a big patio area, retaining wall, as you walk through Dan's nursery here, you're walking on this type, and then you go over to this type. And then he has an area in the front here with like six or seven different colors, shades, and materials. So you could just look at all this and go, I want that one. Mm-hmm. No, I also want that one. And I want that one.
The cool thing is in the center part, when you come into the nursery next to the first shade cloth display
shade
area, shade house there, we see the big dinosaur. And right behind that, Dan, is this koi pond. It just seems to come out of nowhere. These are big, beautiful, mature koi.
Yep.
Where'd you get these?
Actually, a friend of mine found them. And then he brought them here, and then they kind of end up living here.
And
never left.
And you built you built the koi pond.
Yeah, the koi pond was already there. It's a 4,000-gallon koi pond.
Wow.
So, and it uses one of our natural filtration systems to filter it. So, yeah.
Wow.
When you were walking around with us earlier in the week, we saw an area that's going to be the Fruity Maze craze. Describe what that's going to be.
That's going to be a 100 by 120-foot maze created from different types of berries. So blackberries, raspberries, loganberries, blueberries, and probably more.
Yeah.
But that probably will be ready, I would say, this spring we're going to have it in.
It'll be the only fruity craze maze in all of Sonoma County, believe me. Bug Eat Bug World, what is that going to be? It's kind of like Disneyland-esque park here.
It's an educational nursery is what this is.
That's my goal, is to create an educational. I mean, that's how I got into this, was by accident. I was taking all these classes and everything and going to college and going to high school at the same time. My freshman year, and they said, okay, you got to take a goof-off class, and I took general ornamental horticulture, and I just fell in love with it. I mean, you know, it's just great. And Disneyland, I've gone down there, and we've been down there, and they have, like, all their big giant specimens out in the parking lot, and I'd go talk to the manager and tell them who I am and say, hey, I want to go cruise through that, you know, and I'd get to go through their specimens and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And it's you know, it's fun to create it. In like Bugs Eat Bugs World, we use a lot of beneficial bugs. Mm-hmm. And like our willow tree right here, we just released, last night I think we released around 20,000 ladybugs in the nursery. Mm-hmm. So we released them in both the big greenhouses and then on some of our plants out here. So we use natural combatants to take care of the plants. And, you know, we have our monarch butterflies that are cocooning here. And so we sell their host plant, Asclepias. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but Bugs Eat Bugs World is going to be about that. It's going to be about all the different, there's beneficial bacteria, there's beneficial bugs. And you know, we release wasps to control certain things. And, you know, so it's going to be a demonstration area for what you can do with positive bugs.
It's an amazing accomplishment. In the coming years, you'll see these different themed botanical gardens as Daniel installs these here at the nursery. And I understand you're going to install a starling sanctuary.
Well, no, I don't know about that.
I'm looking at you going, what? Why would he do that?
No, Daniel told us a horror story about the starlings destroying, what, 9,000 4-inch plants in an hour?
Yeah, in
really?
1 hour, they just obliterated all of our baby plants that we had for veggies.
And when we come back after the break, we'll tell you how Daniel combated those starlings with a good measure of success. We'll take a break. We encourage you to come by and visit with us live at the Botanical Gardens here. Daniel Gibbs, A Better Way Nursery on Stony Point Road. We're here till noon, and the Good Food Hour is coming up in an hour, hour and a half, and we'll tell you who's going to sit in with us. Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher. This is KSRO.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Steve Kerr.
I'm Sean Livingston.
And you're tuned in to KSRO Santa Rosa,
the North Bay headquarters of the Nation.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
This is a horrible event. It has not gone unnoticed.
That's President Trump last night after Saudi Arabia acknowledged the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi and said they made 18 arrests Asked at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona if that could mean sanctions against Saudi Arabia, the president said he would like to keep a purchase deal with the kingdom in place.
I would prefer, if there is going to be some form of sanction or what we may determine to do, if anything,